With the first pick in the 2020 NBA Draft, the Minnesota Timberwolves select Anthony Edwards from the University of Georgia.
You figured as much.
His mother and grandmother with him there in spirit. He knows.
All right. Yeah. Thomas, thoughts?
I that made sense to me. I saw that coming. He has the highest upside.
Stuck on a mile away.
All right.
No mellow ball, Tom.
Looks like he's going to Golden State.
Hey,
don't you dare put that on me.
Oh, Golden State up next, Tavo. Your prediction for Golden State?
I mean, they should have done the Chicago deal, but...
Well, it's okay.
Who said no?
I mean,
it's okay.
They should do a Chicago trade, but if they don't, they'll probably go with Wiseman. I feel like they do know something about Clay. That he'll be back sooner rather than later, so they'll probably go.
All right.
With the second pick in the 2020 NBA Draft, the Golden State Warriors select James Wiseman.
Good. Y'all had me there. They had us in the first half. No lie.
You in a James Wiseman jersey?
No.
Why?
Because there's better people.
Hey, it's Penny.
In front
it's
of
like
me.
Who?
I mean, I have a stuff. I don't know. I just won't get a Wiggins. That's what I want to do.
I'm gonna
I'll tell you what I want to do. All
right. Have you grade the pick, Tavo?
If Clay is not serious, great. I guess we assessed our weakness, right? But if Clay is going to miss like serious time or maybe the whole season, that's it. Probably could have drafted a week, you know, someone else. We'll see. Only time will tell.
A draft. The Charlotte Hornets select LaMelo Ball, Chino Hills, California.
Called it. Shocker. Are you surprised?
LaMelo Ball goes third overall to Charlotte.
Charlotte. Huh?
I mean,
Charlotte.
Has there ever been a more meh pick?
Meh.
Like, is anyone excited about this? Like, it's whatever. We're not going
to
hear about him anymore.
Are you trying to pair him with Russ? What's going on?
Well,
that's a nightmare.
Is Charlotte going to draft Russ?
Or trade for him?
Yeah, I guess trade.
They shouldn't now.
No,
that's literally, a trade inside. Literally a nightmare on the court if you had both those guys in your back.
Should they sign LiAngelo?
No.
Get the Jello's going? I am very pleased, though, that now Lonzo is in New Orleans and Melo is in Charlotte, so that
small
we don't have to hear about them on SportsCenter every day.
Amen.
That was great. Worked out great for us who'd root against the Ball family.
With the fourth pick in the 2020 NBA Draft, the Chicago Bulls
Obi Toppin, come on.
Patrick Williams.
Whoa!
State
University.
Interesting.
Bro, what did I say?
Wow.
The Bulls would do something like this. I picked the wrong Florida State guy. I predicted the wrong Florida State guy, but I knew the Bulls were going to do some crap like this. I knew it. Like, just go for the guy who's like 11th best available. At number four. Like that's the freaking Bulls' bread and butter right here, is to just reach for a dude because he's athletic.
I feel like they've been doing
he's pretty good.
Pros, athleticism. That's his thing that's going for him?
I don't know why that's why they put Bell in the strength. That's not true.
He's the freaking sixth man for Florida State. He wasn't even a starter.
He's kind of quiet. He's got a little...
He wasn't a starter on Florida State, and the Bulls picked him at four?
I like Patrick Williams, though.
This is why the Bulls stink, and they're always going to stink. You had Obi Toppin there. You were about to push t-shirts like it was nobody's business. Ain't no stopping Obi Toppin. But instead, you freaking go for this guy. I mean, he looks like a nice guy. He's putting flowers in the car.
He's pretty good. He's got offensive upside, and he's a really good defender.
Yeah, that's what the Bulls need is another prospect. Another guy that then you're going to have to put a lot of work into.
He's kind
of no one develops talent like the Chicago Bulls.
Watch him,
right?
Watch him.
Gosh. Watch him. Dang, man.
A nice young core day.
Watch
what a joke.
Really should have guessed.
With the fifth pick in the 2020 NBA Draft, the Cleveland Cavaliers
You're being
selects
right?
Isaac Okoro.
What is happening?
From
Auburn
University. First time in the
list. We didn't
think Isaac Okoro
celebrated.
What is going on?
Great defensive player.
Give us your breakdown.
Isaac Okoro is probably the best defender in the draft. And he's an okay offensive player. So I would assume that is like they're trying to build some defense up and become a defensive team.
If you can't score a lot of points,
doesn't really make any sense. They don't have a ton of scores.
When you need
I don't know
team needs for Cleveland, everything.
Yeah, I mean,
one everything other than power forward.
I mean, Kevin Loy, what's his face?
Alabama kid.
I've been to that man singing it. Yeah, no, he's from Alabama.
Yeah, what's his name? What's the point guard name?
Travel.
What is his name?
The
point guard for Cleveland?
Because no one's watched, yeah.
Colin Sexton?
Colin Sexton, yes.
Hey, way to go!
I got you.
Colin Sexton is probably your best scorer, and he's a great defender as well.
But I mean, Colin Sexton is your go-to scorer.
Yeah, it's a bat.
You got problems. Yeah.
So I don't get if it were me, I would have gotten the score.
Well, Obi Toppin's not headed to Cleveland, and that's a good thing, in my mind. So we dodged a bullet. Next bullet to dodge is Atlanta.
He's going to.
We want Obi in Detroit.
Atlanta's smart. We'll take it.
Or we want Obi.
Atlanta
messed up once by passing on a European. They're going with this guy. What's
his name?
This
European guy.
They're not going with Denny.
I thought you were saying they messed up by trading Dodgers.
I think they might go Okongwu, or whatever his name is, from USC here.
Okay. What about the Iowa State kid? Tyrese Halliburton.
He's a point guard, so.
So they don't need him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm guessing because they need a center. They need bigs. You got Capella, but I don't think they're committed to Capella. So I think they go to the center that some argue is the best center in the draft, which is Okongwu.
Better than.
He's very
bottom
out of Iowa like.
Okay.
Some think that he might end up being the better back, big in the draft.
All right, we're on Obi Toppin watch to Washington at 9. That's what we're wanting.
He's not getting past New York if he's there.
We'll see.
Unless Halliburton's there, then the Knicks will take Halliburton.
Yeah.
Well,
the Knicks are terrible, so we don't know. They might go they might go like the guy from Vanderbilt at 7. I wouldn't put it past him. We'll see. Up next is Atlanta.
He's gonna throw a lot.
With the 6th pick in the 2020 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Onyeka.
Hey!
Yes.
Hold that. You already have John Collins.
In the first round, 6th overall, 2-time Mr. Basketball.
All right, called it.
In the state of California.
I mean, they didn't need guards or wings.
To do that, Jason Kidd, Aaron Gordon, Tyson Chandler, all
that boy
crying.
That boy being
crying. That boy. That guy. That boy being crying.
We now have evidence he didn't smoke weed.
Is he? Did he play with?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of out on him now.
kind of out on the guy.
Not a single good player has come from Chino Hills yet.
Every pick is somehow connected to the ball.
Yeah, they are. They really are. Every pick, they're like, how can we connect this back to the ball?
This person live only 400 miles away.
You're this dude dapping up for the ball.
This guy was on. It was 90 minutes away from Chino Hills by plane.
Spotted at the same.
Like, this is not a premiere. This guy, he's in the same draft class as LaMelo Ball. This is where we're gonna get that in the second round eventually. But yeah, can you call it? Who's coming? 7, Detroit.
I'm Albert.
Who's their guard? Is it Reggie Jackson?
No.
He plays for.
Reggie Jackson was on the Clippers. So
this is gonna be Tyrese Halliburton.
is Derrick Rose the guard, point guard for?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, so
he's
they got
him for the future. So it's Tyrese Halliburton here, better scorer.
Okay.
Yeah, good scorer.
Sure.
That's the pick. All
right.
And that's the pick.
Tweet it out. Now.
Tweet it out.
Tweet
it out. Put the Kalian
in. Sources down.
Someone draft him.
With the 7th pick in the 2020 NBA Draft, the Detroit Pistons select Killian Hayes.
Hey. Oh my goodness.
He's crafty.
Look at him.
He's crafty.
But it froze.
This dude looks like a TikTok dude.
What? I mean, he's from France. What? Why? Why?
He's probably
Detroit, are you fine with just being mediocre forever?
As far as people on the board, he's the second best offensive player on the board right now. He's kind of James Harden-like, but more of a point guard. Really crafty.
But passes?
Does a lot of step backs.
His
game is clearly modeled after.
Can we get live on this?
Hey, Tava, what's going on? All
right, up next. Who's next?
Stopped.
Oh, my goodness.
The next pick is,
change
the,
of channel.
Is the Knicks, to my understanding, at 8.
Okay, so who
are
we talking? No, not
actually,
all
no, Halliburton's there.
Halliburton's there,
so,
dude.
So the Knicks are
and then
big.
Freaking topping at 9 to the Wizards. Let's go.
It doesn't make any sense for the Wizards, though.
I don't care.
The Wizards have got to.
We're pushing shirts. We're pushing shirts.
Rui Hachimura plays the same position.
So does Admiral Schofield. Who cares?
I don't understand.
You put Obi at the 4, Rui at the 3.
Very unfortunate.
Are we kidding?
Oh, my goodness.
Ah!
Why? All right, technical difficulty.
Denny. The 8th pick in the 2020 NBA draft. The New York Knicks select Obi Toppin.
Whoa! No! Why?
You want to hear something crazy?
Why?
I accidentally went on Twitter.
Why?
Someone tweeted that the Knicks took Denny.
How many?
Somebody has to delete that right now.
How many forwards
like
do you need? How many forwards do you need?
He's
oh
like,
my
dude,
goodness,
I just
dude.
Want it. He's like, I don't want it.
The thing about Obi is he's not really a creator. He's not a creator.
He's like
a
like he kind of needs someone to handle the ball and stuff. So it's
why?
Like,
the Knicks are so bad. I mean, Walt Perrin is freaking running the organization now. He couldn't figure that crap out.
Huh.
Oh my
gosh. They have.
Well, this is weird.
Their entire roster is power forwards.
I think.
Do they have a single, outside of Frankie Smokes, do they have a single guard on the Knicks roster? I'm not joking. It's power forwards.
It's Frankie Nicotine.
It's Frankie Smokes, and it's power forwards. Just 1,000 power forwards.
It's about to space lefty.
Oh my god.
In their future.
Alonzo True?
True. Alonzo True.
True
is the problem with like, having half the league hasn't played in like 8 months.
What is
we don't know
who's on. I'm dating everything. What's
pull up their roster.
The number 2 overall pick of last year.
Oh, Markelle Fultz?
No, RJ Barrett.
Oh.
RJ Barrett.
But RJ Barrett's a forward.
He's a 2. He's like a 2 or a 3.
And where's like 6'10?
6'7.
No, he's not. There's no way. There's
no
way.
Here we go.
RJ Barrett is 6.
I thought he was 6'6.
He's 6'7. Here we go.
Yeah, 6'7.
Let's hear what he thinks. Let's hear what he'll do 6.
If it's not, I go with 6.
6.
Hey!
No way!
Let's go! I know a couple things, man.
I swore he was. That's still a 3. That's a small 4. That boy crying.
RJ Barrett height.
Now the boy would be crying.
That boy cried.
Now the boy said, I'm going to win 6 games.
Oh my gosh, man.
Obi Toppin's like, this is not how
I hate the
mama.
Knicks so
Obi
much.
Obi Toppin. Mama, I was going to go to Washington.
Amari Stoudemire.
I'm
going
to New York.
Ain't no stopping Obi Toppin.
With the 9th pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Washington Wizards select Denny Avdija from Herzliya, Israel.
Consider yourself playoff team.
Denny Avdija.
I kind of don't know.
The guy that we've talked about a lot.
I don't know what to say. I'm not sold. Oh, I wanted Obi Toppin so bad.
Wouldn't be held in a bar. Very good.
That is the best setting I've seen for, for the
night. Wasted the night.
It's
yeah.
a wine. Like,
you know what? I'm sold.
Shot.
I'm
yes.
sold on this guy. That's a freaking.
I love that he still has the table and the ball.
That's a freaking. That's a baller move. That's a baller move.
Just the wine cap.
Because he's definitely not old enough to drink in the United States, but he freaking held his draft party at the winery. That's a baller move.
Yes.
I'm sold. That's it. Okay, I'm good. We're good. Danny, the Avdija train.
Sold. Avdija.
Just take Avdija. Train is taken up.
All right.
Yep. Okay. I'm in.
They're taking Aaron.
Aaron Nesmith is going to go here.
Nesmith, you're predicting Nesmith to the Suns?
Yeah.
Or
just more shooting.
All right. Who's their small forward right now?
Is Tyrese Haliburton still on the board?
Yeah.
Man.
But the thing is, we've run into a few teams now that have point guards, other than the Knicks.
Hey.
Youngest player ever from Maccabi Tel Aviv. He was teammates with Elijah Bryant.
All
right. From BYU, a former guy. I'll text Elijah, see what he thinks.
With
the 10th pick,
Haliburton,
2020 NBA draft, Phoenix Suns select.
Precious.
Jalen Smith.
Wow.
From the University of Maryland.
Ooh,
that is a reach.
He turned around
and was like, wait, did I read the right name?
He's like, Jay. This dude is shocked as we are.
He's like, damn.
He's like, wow,
I'm playing.
You're telling me I'm getting drafted today.
That's crazy.
Like, right now.
That's crazy. He did not expect to hear his name for another 45 minutes.
Not even close.
That guy.
The way he reacted.
He was like, oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
Me?
Goggle
Top 10?
Goggle boy.
Then we got some Michigan game.
I mean, he was good.
That was like a weird spot.
He was good, but top 10? Spurs picking this early, I'm not used to.
Nesmith. It's Nesmith.
If you're the Spurs, though, you're looking at your draft board.
Who's their point?
They love Sidney Bay, though. That's why I'm surprised that this.
Who's San Antonio's point?
Deontay Murray.
DeJounte. What does their team need? What do the Spurs need?
A wing.
Do they? Player development, backup.
Backup
small forward.
In the center.
Okay, so Nesmith. Yeah, this is Nesmith.
That's Nesmith, right?
Nesmith.
I can't remember pronouncing it like that, but that's fine.
I didn't realize they didn't put
the 11th pick. The 2020 NBA draft.
No,
San Antonio Spurs select Devin Vassell from Florida State
Devin
University.
Man, it's hard to get excited over
the second
Spurs shooting guard pick, but
he's a pretty all-around player, based on what I know.
That's a very Spurs pick, right? Just a guy who can do everything well, not
good,
anything
good
great.
Defender. Yes,
versatile too. Look at you.
There you go.
Tom was just quick on the analysis. Our NBA insider.
Yeah.
A little too far inside.
Yeah, I think he struggles from like off the bounce type stuff.
Did this guy play with?
It's like waiting for a ball picture.
Okay.
And this
so they're in Georgia. They had,
that's
exactly where they've got to be sitting right now. Is this team played against LaMelo Ball? That's the only thing they would do. Sacramento up next.
Player comparison. I love these.
Ball brothers are the first set of brothers selected top 5 in NBA history.
Wait, what? Why did they say player comparison and not show anybody?
Anthony Davis is his player comparison?
That wasn't Anthony Davis.
Yeah, here's his player comparison and then just show his highlights. It's Anthony Davis! Yeah! They made his player comparison to Anthony Davis! That's
a shooting guard!
That's a heck of a comparison for a shooting guard who just went 11th. ESPN. ESPN is wild right now.
I'm really confused by that.
Devin Vassell, player comparison, shooting guard, Anthony Davis. That's wild. We're wild right now. We are running out of players.
He does kind of move like Anthony Davis, like a little bit.
I don't know. You're not.
It doesn't make any sense.
What? Oh, okay. Alright.
The Kings were like, take his name.
Yeah, they knew. They have to be going, because they have De'Aaron
Fox.
What?
I think they're going to go with Nesmith.
They're just going to stack just a bunch of shooting guards that can shoot threes and do nothing else.
You're going.
With the 12th pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Sacramento Kings select Tyrese Haliburton.
What is going on? This is why crappy teams stay crappy.
Because they
have De'Aaron Fox and they're like, let's go with another point guard.
They stack the same position.
Like, the Knicks and the Kings are perennial, terrible teams.
Maybe they're trading them?
Because they're like, that has, right?
Maybe that pick's being traded, because that doesn't make any sense.
This dude in the back,
De'Aaron's
by the way.
All right,
say
less.
Yeah,
dude. This is like
why?
Draft the back of power forward. You're like, wait, you're a quarterback. You're like, wait, what?
Now
that's what you used for
these, Pelicans are 13. This is when someone in the next three picks is going to be a Hall of Fame player because the Kings didn't draft him. Whenever the Kings draft, someone within the next three picks is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. And then when they do
that. That's what, that's the sweet spot for drafting, is you want to be just right after the Kings. Because you're you're guaranteed to get a superstar. Right?
Oh, his form is funky, though. I always forget about that.
You have De'Aaron Fox, who's phenomenal this year.
But people say that they like his shooting.
He shoots kind of like a girl.
Hey, girl, the women's basketball fundamentals, though, are peak. So that means this guy. He's got the athleticism of an NBA player and the fundamentals of a WNBA player.
That's how he rolled it up. Did you see?
Yeah.
He's like...
All right, Pelicans.
What do they need, huh?
They just traded Drew.
Neesmith again would be a great option for them.
They just traded Drew.
Bunch of shooting on the outside.
So they need a point guard.
Lonzo Ball's a point guard.
I mean,
Josh Hart. Didn't they get somebody back, too?
They got Bledsoe, right?
Yeah, and George Hill.
Okay, never mind. They don't need
They have a lot of point guards.
Turns out they have a ton of point guards. Aaron Smith. Neesmith or... Favors, I think, is a free agent. So do you go Precious right here?
Yeah.
Achua.
Because, yeah, I mean, Derek Favors is a free agent. Talk about your prediction.
Is Derek Favors coming back to the Jazz?
Let's go with Precious. Uh-huh.
Oh.
With the 13th pick in the 2020 NBA Draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Kyra Lewis Jr. From the University of Alabama.
Are we sure?
Wow. Point guard. All right.
Here we go.
Exactly what we said they did not need.
They have like... four on the roster!
What is going on? This draft has made no sense. It's just like teams...
Maybe they're trading Bledsoe and George Hill.
That's the only explanation.
Trade for the Warriors.
But you have Lonzo, George Hill, and Eric Bledsoe. And now you have this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Kyra Lewis. Elite speed, though. Every Alabama point guard does.
Yes.
Every Alabama point guard, the biggest pro is elite speed.
Runs real fast.
That boy can't run.
Sprints.
God, sprinting.
That boy run.
What the heck is going on?
Boston. They don't need a wing, so it's not Neesmith. So it's Cole Anthony.
Boston,
Sadiq Bey.
Sadiq Bey, I can see.
They need
a big
Welcome
man.
Welcome the boy, Cole Anthony.
Ennis has a... They did want to move up to get James Wiseman. The Celtics did. All right, finally a pick I care about. Here we go.
With the 14th pick in the 2020 NBA Draft, the Boston Celtics select Aaron from Vanderbilt.
Neesmith, let's go. Freaking Danny loves him some wings. Yes, call Danny Ainge Duffs, because that boy loves him some wings, my man. Let's freaking go. Wing nuts is what Danny Ainge is. That's great. I'll take a sixth small forward. This is what, the fifth straight pick we've had where they just have picked the guy that plays the exact same.
This position, a lot of them.
Yeah.
What
position are we good at? Small forward, we have Jason Tatum. Let's go with another one of those.
Like, Dylan Brown, Jason Tatum, both wings.
That worked out.
Let's go.
Okay.
But it was not Cole Anthony. So we're good. That's a big dub. We're taking big dubs already. Let's go.
Right. You have those.
With the 15th pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Orlando Magic select Cole Anthony from the University of
Alabama. All right, what just happened? What is happening?
They're not related, are they?
What? Well, I'm sure Spike is friends with Greg Anthony because Greg played for the Knicks. But still, weird. Like, Spike Lee just out of nowhere.
What does that look like?
What?
That's his son.
That was a wild thing.
What a surprise.
Sorry, Orlando. Like I said during the break, Aaron Gordon is just going to have to watch Markelle Fultz and Cole Anthony huck up backwards shots. They're going to around the back 360 and just huck it over their head. And that's what Orlando basketball is going to be for the next decade. Shout out them.
With the 16th pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Portland Trailblazers select Isaiah Stewart from the University of Washington.
Wow.
Who? Insert the Snoop Dogg. Who? Who?
I really don't even know who this guy is.
No.
All right. Well,
I saw his name somewhere.
Shout out to Portland. Who's up next? What are we at now? 17? Who's the 17th? Who are the seven seeds? Brooklyn? Is Brooklyn next? I think it's Minnesota's next, actually.
Yeah, facts.
We'll see.
With the 17th pick for the NBA draft, the Minnesota Timberwolves select Alexei Pokuševski.
Wow.
Serbia.
This is like the wild card of the draft where that it was like the one foreign dude. They're like, he might be super, super good or he might not be very good.
Like, he'll either be really good or out of the league.
Yeah, they're like, this is the guy where they're like, he'll either be Kristaps Porzingis, where like he's pretty darn good, or he'll be trash.
Watch this.
Alright.
Boom and bust.
Wow. I thought there's a healthy rotation.
With the 18th pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Dallas Mavericks select Josh Green from
Darn shooting, dude.
That did have Mavericks written all over. That had Mavericks written all over. Like, that's a Mavericks pick right there.
I wanted the Jazz to pick it.
Bay is falling to the Jazz.
We don't want Sadiq Bey.
We do.
I don't.
Sadiq Bey is a rotational player.
He's like a power forward in a small forward's body, and I don't want
him. I know, but you're not.
Forward.
He's going to be a rotational player year one, and you're not going to get that in anyone else at 27. Either way, Josh Green to the Mavericks.
Nets and Clippers. The Clippers are going to send Landry Shamet to the Nets.
No.
Kennard, the guard with the Pistons, goes to the Clippers. And then that 19th pick heads to Troy Weaver in Detroit. And they have a chance now, you know, to really reshape this young roster. They've been very high on Sadiq Bey of Villanova. That's somebody very high on their draft board. We'll see what they do here at 19.
Is that what he said?
Okay, well, he's giving us the latest. Brooklyn will still...
Sadiq Bey.
Yeah, that's low, Shane. It's the Sadiq Bey is the pick here.
This is for the Pistons.
Yes.
With the 19th pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Brooklyn Nets select Sadiq Bey from Villanova University.
Yeah, Roy just told us. He told us without
being
on
the Pistons hat, right?
Yeah, because they're in charge of the hats.
They just give him the Pistons hat?
Can we do this a little more often? That when we know the pick is being traded, why does the NBA force them to put the hat on of the team that they're not going to?
What's up with his ear?
That boy got a big earlobe.
What is that? Oh, it's literally is his ear.
Yeah.
Oh man.
With the 20th pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Miami Heat select Precious Achiuwa from Port-au-Prince, Nigeria, from the University.
That guy's hat is awesome.
That is a hat.
You gotta make room for a Miami Heat hat, though.
What's his face? The shooter who played for Boston.
Olenek. He's a free agent, I think.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
They'll bring him back, though, right?
Is he? Because I thought they would have mentioned that, because on here, it was saying the free agents were...
I know, well, they only...
Crowder.
The good free agents.
Ah.
They never re-signed the good ones.
Fair...
Is he not as worth as Jay Crowder?
No.
Played him a lot.
Jay Crowder is better
Jay Crowder
than Olenek,
played
for sure.
A lot better than
Olenek. I don't know.
Jay Crowder was a starter.
I don't know.
Jay Crowder started. I mean...
Olenek played a lot, though.
That guy's actually pretty big. Tyrus Maxey.
With the 21st pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Philadelphia 76ers select Tyrese Maxey.
Alright, yep.
University.
All right, cool.
Of
next
Kentucky.
Up is. Who's next? Oh my gosh, that yelling.
That screaming.
She'd be screaming.
Relax. Please.
I'm surprised he's this low, actually. I think the Nuggets are next.
Is that?
I thought Tyrese Maxey, you thought the Knicks? RJ Hampton has Knicks written all over him.
Oh, no, yeah.
Oh, hey, look, Tyrese Maxey worked out with LeBron James one time.
And probably
and Ben Simmons.
I heard he's a.
Cool.
Is this the guy who's in the picture with Kevin Durant with his hair that I sent in the group chat last week?
Uh-huh.
Who's the guy? The picture of Durant. You remember that picture, Tavo?
Yeah. No, this isn't him.
This is not the guy in that picture who posted it.
This guy.
Oh, was that Anthony Edwards who posted that?
It is the Nuggets up next.
Either way, Nuggets up next.
This is a
great. This is a great.
With the 22nd pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Denver Nuggets select Zeke Nnaji from the University of Arizona.
Who? Who?
I have no idea.
Oh, they got some lit outfits, though.
Nnaji.
His mom and his white mom in the African dress.
Wow.
Tavo, thoughts?
She's trying to be culturally sound.
Is that cultural appropriation?
Yeah, you made a blanket, so.
So it's cool. All right,
sure.
You're the expert.
She's invited to the cookout.
I mean, that is a pretty dope, like, the whole fam in the classic African dress. That's pretty sweet. Who's this guy? Is he good? Talmash?
I don't know.
Never heard of him?
Never heard of him.
All right, well,
that's skinny face.
That's our NBA expert.
How many power forwards left? One more.
With the 23rd pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the New York Knicks select Leandro Bomaro from Cordoba, Argentina.
The what or the fuck? Bro, someone explain to me the thought process that the Knicks go through.
Why not RJ Hampton?
Why?
Like,
what is going on in New York?
He's got a lot of upside, right? I feel like RJ Hampton has upside.
What is going on in New York? Like, sure, I'm sure he's good, a good player.
Are the Jazz going to take RJ Hampton?
That would be wild. I'd like it to take RJ Hampton. That'd be dope. But what? Like the,
I'm
an RJ
squared.
Yeah. The Knicks
ship sailed.
The Knicks were about to sell $1 billion.
No, I told you. The Jazz are going to take Trey Jones because that's just what they do. They draft dudes with name Trey, and then trade them. Yes. Correct.
Any player who has to stay multiple years at Duke, I don't want. Because that means they obviously aren't that good.
Right. We did that.
If you
we
have
did
to,
that 2 years ago.
Yeah, with Grayson. If you have to stay at Duke for a second year.
I think it's coming. Because now it's double. You got multiple years at Duke, and his name's Trey. We're drafting.
Yeah.
This dude is not
good. That's
I've
written
seen,
in the stars.
We're
drafting Jazz.
I can tell you that this guy's not good.
Now we're cooking.
With the 24th pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Milwaukee Bucks select RJ Hampton from Little Elm, Texas.
I don't know what to think. I don't. What is it?
So apparently, this is not going to Milwaukee.
This is not going to Milwaukee. So where is this pick?
Pelicans.
Chris Haynes just
tweeted
out. Yahoo sources: the fears Golden State Warriors star Klay Thompson has suffered a significant Achilles injury.
Oh my God!
Out for another year.
I mean, an ACL in your left leg and an Achilles in your right?
Sucks.
At least it is the same leg.
No, right knee. Right leg, you just said.
Yeah, it's right leg.
Dang. Well.
Clay, dude. Is he made of clay? Is that what's going on?
Clay would be probably tougher than whatever Clay
is. You're orchestrating the number 23 Leonardo
case.
Ball, Minnesota, for number 25, 20, and 33.
To, so, who had 25?
I don't know what they're talking about with Rudy
but
Rubio.
No, Ricky got traded to Minnesota earlier. So Minnesota's just stock is making trades.
They just confirmed that Rubio is going back to Minnesota.
Yeah.
Where? I'm not seeing
I don't
just search in the search tab, Ricky Rubio.
And they just said it on TV.
Yeah, and Woj just said it. So RJ Hampton.
I thought Ricky Rubio was going to Oklahoma City.
It says
he did, and then OKC traded him to Minnesota.
Yeah, it says Minnesota is acquiring Oklahoma City's Ricky Rubio, 25th and 20th picks,
yep,
for a package that includes the 17th pick.
So it must have been like a third three-team trade.
Then. And the Knicks traded
so,
the 25th pick.
So it was a three-team trade between the Thunder, the Knicks, and the Timberwolves then. Right?
Back to Minnesota.
NBA trades. It's so confusing because at least in the NFL.
That an hour.
So this dude, he's going to New Orleans.
Yes. But like in the NFL, they'll at least before the pick is made, been like the trades, this pick has been traded to this team.
Needed more guards.
Yeah, what does this mean for Frank Jackson?
Gone.
Coming to Utah.
Frank to Utah
hey.
Was so sick.
Done. I would actually like that.
Yeah.
I think he's good.
NBA draft is getting a little confusing now.
So where's this? So this pick,
it's going to New Orleans.
25.
Oh.
The last pick just went to New Orleans. So this is going to Minnesota?
New York.
New York?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Knicks. Because they traded that Spanish dude.
So this, oh wait, no, because they just drafted RJ Hampton. Because I thought RJ Hampton was a Knicks pick all the way. Oh, we're getting confused. We'll figure it out.
It's something.
No, so RJ Barrett 100% is going to New Orleans.
RJ Hampton to New Orleans.
The trade that the Knicks made was New York traded the 23rd pick, which was the Spanish dude.
Yep.
To Minnesota for numbers 25 and 33.
Okay. And that's separate from the Ricky Rubio trade then. I don't know. Here we go.
With the 25th pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Oklahoma City Thunder select Emmanuel Quickley from the University of Kentucky.
So this pick got traded to, I don't know. Who's this guy? That's a random pick, too. He jumps. He was not anywhere on any of those top looks. But this pick is going to New York.
So this one's going to New York. Emmanuel Quickley.
Oh, this dude. Okay, now I see his other hair.
But wouldn't it be saying proposed trade to New York?
That's what I don't like about the NBA draft is
OKC traded the pick and Rubio to Minnesota. So then Minnesota got the Spanish dude and the Knicks are getting this pick. Unmuted, they'll say it.
I just wish
the NBA draft would actually, like the NFL does, update and be like, this pick has been traded. To the, you know, the Houston Texans have traded the 15th overall pick to, you know, Oakland. And with the 15th pick, Oakland selects. Like, the NBA, we don't need all this hat switching and, like, all this crap. That's my complaint. That's my complaint.
It is going to the Knicks. Confirmed.
Okay, 25 is going to the Knicks.
Blue. The 26th pick. In the 2020 NBA draft, Boston Celtics select
Michigan.
Peyton Pritchard,
who?
University of Oregon.
Peyton Pritchard. Who? I know Pritchard from Oregon.
This dude hooped all over the freaking Utes.
Yes. Hooped on the Utes.
I remember this dude.
And hooped on the Utes.
I went to that game and he crapped on us.
All right, he was first team All-American.
Pooping on the Utes.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate this dude.
This guy looks like a classic DB.
What are these lines? What are those?
Yeah.
Yeah. he's a Bengal player of the year. All right. Okay. Whatever. It's not who I wanted, but it is what it is. Okay. Predictions for the Jazz pick. You're saying
Trey Jones.
Tom, what's your prediction?
I know. I want Talmadge to smile, so I'm going Woodard.
No, it's not going to be Woodard. It's going to be Bane. This is going to be the pick.
Bane Train.
It's Jones. We know how this works.
I'm going to go with Bane.
You guys are all wrong once Trey Jones gets knocked.
Now,
Trey Jones, here it comes.
Don't do it.
It's Trey Jones.
NBA draft.
It's Trey Jones.
The Utah
Trey
Jazz
Jones.
Select Udoku Azubuike.
What the? What the hell? I'm a Jazz fan. What the hell? Sit your ass down.
He was going to be there in the second round.
Easily.
Literally, 20 minutes ago, talked about how this guy had G League written all over him. Second round G League.
I mean, I was right. I said we were going to be watching him in Stars games. I just thought playing against him.
Yeah.
We are. We're going to be watching him
in
Stars
games.
It's just early, right?
No. Shut your mouth.
Why did we not just pick him in the second round?
Why didn't we pick him at all? I don't get it. What, do we need him? No.
Yeah,
we need a backup center.
All right, we're done here. We're done recording, at least. Talmadge left.
Yep.
Because the Jazz, I don't know what's going on.
Idiots.
They spent 3 years developing Tony Bradley, only to trade him and a pick away for whatever future considerations are.
Whatever that means.
Someone please tell me what future considerations mean in the NBA. Like, I don't know, in 2024, we'll check back in and see how we're feeling. Like, what does that mean? And essentially the Jazz did this. They had 23. They turned 23 into 27 and 38, and then you essentially gave away 38 and Tony Bradley. And then with 27, you drafted a guy that you could have had at 38. I mean, obviously these people are in GM roles and in Jazz president roles for a reason, because they know more than we do. But when every single Jazz insider is like, I don't understand what the Jazz are going to do, as a bookie, his one skill is what Rudy Gobert does. So the Jazz have added nothing. We've added nothing. You're telling me Tony Bradley couldn't protect the rim? The only thing he could do is protect the rim. Now we added another guy who the only thing he could do is protect the rim after we developed our Tony Bradley for 3 years. So Towers left. But unless the Jazz trade back into the first round, that's going to do it for our NBA draft reactions. We got 28, 29, and 30 still left to go in the first round, but we figured the Jazz
Lakers traded their picks to the Wolves.
We figured the Jazz pick was the pick to end on. So shout out to us for sitting through 3 hours of that for some
absolutely
crap Kansas pick.
Dog.
That was,
dog.
Oh, whatever. All right, peace.